Cheryl Tigar.
Okay, I hope that was good news.
Very good news. they're going to give me an epidural in my back for this, I forget what they call it, S2L1 or something like that level. And so it's basically a steroid shot in the back, which does not feel good, but it'll make you feel better usually. I don't know whether it'll last or not. That's the problem, but and God bless them for getting me scheduled anyways next Tuesday. So you working on the deck out there today?
Moment, I'm running a load down to the landfill, but I've got a little bit left before I start on the roof, and I need to start planning for that, and probably I'll get all my materials, and then I'm going to make a family day out of it. My boys are going to come over and help me put that up.
Have a nice meal for them while they're there. Our daughter got home from Kansas. She went up there for her best friend's birthday this week, you know, last weekend. And I thought it was kind of neat. She had to fly from here to, she flew from Charlotte to Arkansas. That's down by Springfield, Missouri. Then she drove 60 miles up to Pittsburgh, Kansas. And then she used her Apple iPhone to track her down. And Connie is her friend, is a master electrician. And she just drove up in the car wash behind her and started hollering at her for her birthday. So that was kind of a surprise, I'll bet.
Didn't know she was coming. She surprised her.
Yeah, they'd been, her and Amy and her husband had went up there, Scott and Amy, earlier this year, and they did that tour down in Kentucky. They met halfway of the Bourbon Trail, I think they called it. And so she still had Connie's tracking on the iPhone. I don't use it, but Amy knows where I'm at all times, and Bernice is at. It's in her phone. I mean, she don't track me all the time, but if need be, she could. And that's the way she tracked Connie down.
That'll be fun. The biggest surprise we ever pulled off, one of my daughters, she worked in Alaska for a couple summers, and the next summer she wasn't working there, but she went back to visit. And my youngest son and his wife were working there also, and they were there, and so Beth and I had planned on going out there to visit them, and we didn't tell Michaela. She was going out with her best friend to spend the week out there, and we didn't tell her we were coming too, and we surprised her in the office of the employee of employer who she used to work for. We were hiding in the closet. She came walking in to visit her former boss, and we stepped out of the closet, and the look on her face, it took her, a few seconds to realize what was going on. She was like, we were just out of place, the last thing she expected.
That's really cool. Man, no, I don't think I've ever got one that good, but these iPhones now are something else. It was funny when she was coming home. Now, she don't have one of those Apple tracker things, but when she arrived at Charlotte, she walked over to the people there and said, "Hey, have you got an earlier flight going back to Greenville?" They said, "Yeah, but your baggage won't be there." And so they looked, and her baggage was on the original flight that come from Arkansas to Charlotte. So it would be in later in the afternoon, which was fine by Amy. She wanted to get on home because they're only about 10 minutes from the airport. So she had tracked it too. She knew exactly by the app where her baggage was at. So anyways, it did come in with the flight that she was on somehow. But they didn't know it, so I had to go back and get it a couple hours later. It's just amazing what you can do with these phones nowadays.
It's convenient, but it can be abused if, and it has been abused by people and governments, but yeah, the technology is pretty amazing. A lot different than when I was growing up, and definitely a lot different than when you were growing up.
That would be the, let me see, Neanderthal era or Cro-Magnon. I'm not sure when I was born there. I heard a funny one on TV the other day. It's funny, but not. That my dummy out there required two photo IDs. Then you had to have two forms of identification, and then you had to have your Social Security card in order to shovel snow after this blizzard. But you don't have to have any ID to vote there in New York. Go figure. I mean, I don't mean for it to be political, but good God, that's just amazing. Anyways, I'm at Discount Tire, and getting ready to pull in here, Saint, so I better let you go. I got to get some new rings, as my neighbor used to call them, which is tires. And I'm going to park over here. Well, there is a disabled place. And get me some new tires here. So talk to you later, Shane. Yeah, great hearing you this morning. Talked to Patrick a little while before the net last night. That was a great pleasure. And that beeper's on. I started pulling out of the drive this morning and my car didn't beep. That really surprised me when there was another car coming. Catch you down the line. N4ZLK N0TR73.
I hear you. I can already hear that cash register making that cash sound when you buy new tires. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.